It always amazes me how much can get accomplished when the Word leads the way and the love of God is what's moving it. And the treasure that each and every one of us has in earthen vessels has that ability to impart. And that's why you can feel so enriched. You can gain a sense of that something has been added to your life. Something has been given to you. And that's what we want to definitely continue. What we'd like to do is, first, we're going to have just a few people share what the weekend meant to them in a few words. And we can't have everybody share. It would just take too long. I know. But guess what? You can share. There's a whole world out there that you can tell. So we've asked a few of these people to come up and share. And the first one I'd like to come up is John Anderson. John Anderson is from Montana. And come on up, John. You can come up to the lectern. Yeah, there you go. And just share a little bit about what the weekend meant to you.
It's been just a great time. Especially experiencing all the love that's here. This room is just full of it. It sort of overflows like a cup filling up with water. And the healing that I've received here is just, I have no real words for it. It's just been great. My mother died when I was very young, and I too had to make a decision one time, and my family made me feel guilty about it. And the release that I felt during the sharings has just been miraculous. God's love is always there for us. May not be today, could be tomorrow, but God will be there for us. Thank you.
And the next person is Alicia Moran. And Alicia is from Florida.
Great weekend. Last night I was talking to my husband. I said, you know, this is the first time I can remember enjoying a ministry function. I mean, really enjoying it. Not coming out of obligation. I just thoroughly enjoyed the weekend, and I thought, what is it? You know, people are more open. I've met so many wonderful people that I never knew before, and I thought the walls are down, right? The pretense is gone. No religion. Ah, that's a good reason. And the love of God. You know, perfect love casts out fear, right? So there's a lot of perfect love. And great, great, great weekend. Great.
Benji. This is Benji Magnelli. He lives at our house.
It is I, the one called Benji. Hello. And I say that, it's a joke, but I really do say that, not because just for silliness. I say that because I really believe that. I'm the one called Benji. That's my name, but that's not who I am. I am a son of God. And so are all you, and your daughters as well. But sons and daughters of God, that's who you are. But I was so thankful and blessed to see all the healing that people got from being here. You know, it was an anchor to my soul to see the healing that the people received from the Word, to see its power manifest. Signs and wonders shall follow them that believe, and there are men and women in this room who believe the Word. And that's why you will see the signs and wonders. And I was so thankful to see the signs and wonders be made manifest for these people. This is for you. We're here for you. You are the reason the world is here. God chose you. We are here for you. We love you so much. And it was so great to see the power of God manifest for His elect. You are truly the greatest, and don't let anyone ever, ever take that away from you. Love you.
Thank you, Benji. We all see different aspects and communicate things in different ways, and it's wonderful to hear from different people. And Patty Cullen, Patty's from Georgia, and Patty's going to share with us.
My husband Tom and I live northeast of Atlanta in Suwanee, Georgia, and we fellowship right around the corner with Tom and Marilyn Upp's fellowship in Raleigh, North Carolina. About a 6-hour drive. Senses-wise, this is the first time in my spiritual walk that it's been just my husband and me. But we're not alone, and we don't even begin to feel that way. We go to Raleigh. We took the OIC class, our Identity in Christ class there. We're taking our Maturity in Christ next month. In Raleigh, we were here a year ago. We were here in Florida last February, and we're here now. That's a short 7-hour drive. And we are blessed. We are thrilled and thankful for all you people in North Carolina and Florida and New Jersey and Montana, in Wyoming, everywhere, that you've all gathered here and that you are where you are. And for the same reason that you're here, we're here. It's because we are not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. We come together with like-minded believers to exhort one another. That's what God tells us to do, and that's what we want to do. So it's no big deal how far we have to travel and for how long, because we want to exhort one another. And this is something you probably already know, but I'm still going to throw it out there. Assembling together, there in Hebrews, it's the same Greek word as gathering together in 2 Thessalonians. So every time we're together, especially this weekend, it was clear. It's a little slice of the gathering together here on earth, not in the clouds. And that's what you've all done for us, and we're grateful again and thankful and so blessed to be part of it. Thanks for letting us into your lives. God bless.
Great. Thank you, Patty. And Jason Patterson is going to come up. He's from North Carolina. Jason, come on up.
How many here have gotten needs met? I had a couple goals when I came. It was twofold. I wanted something for myself, and I wanted the word that was fitly spoken that was going to meet my very need. And I received that. There's a lot of fitly spoken word. Somebody had said, what God has put on your heart and inspired you to do, don't stop. Do it. And that just really kindled the fire within me for what I want to accomplish for God and for the body of Christ. I said it was twofold. The other thing I wanted to be able to do was be able to give to other people, to meet new people, and to be able to meet needs that they had. So not only was I wanting to receive something, but I was looking to give and meet needs in other people's lives. I had a desire on my heart, my wife and I, to be able to get to know a particular couple that was also attending this event. At the very last event that we had, my wife and I decided that we wanted to get to know this couple a little bit better. Upon getting here and getting settled, they had actually reached out to us to say, why don't you come have dinner with us and let's go out together. So we got to spend a lot of time hanging out with them, ministering the word to each other, and it was just a great exchange of being able to meet needs and look for ways to be able to give. And that's what it's all about. Like we mentioned at the very opening, to be able to rub shoulders together, to get to know other people, we're going to be with each other throughout all eternity, and it's more than beautiful that we get to have these moments right now.
Thank you. That fellowship, that full sharing, isn't just hanging out. It's actually an open invitation for giving and receiving. If you think of fellowship that way, as an open invitation of giving and receiving, and you always have something to give and you always have something to receive, and the amounts may vary at times, for sure. But think about our fellowship together as Christian believers as an open invitation of giving and receiving, because that is exactly what God is like. Is he has an open invitation of giving and receiving. He wants to share with us. It's not like it's a monologue from God. He doesn't work that way. Speaking in tongues is a conversation. And he wants us to have an open invitation to give and receive with him. And now, Robin Weller, you guys live in Kentucky, right?
Indiana.
What did I think, Kentucky? I'm sorry, Robin.
Hello. It's definitely a pleasure to be here. And first of all, I want to give my thanks to Reverend and Mrs. Magnelli, to all the teachers, to all the people that had a hand in planning this, because it was absolutely fabulous. Who here has flown before? Okay. Or maybe you've even seen a movie if you haven't flown. Well, you may know that at the beginning of the flight, what do? They give you safety instructions, right? And they talk about if the cabin should lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the ceiling. First, place the mask on yourselves, and if you're traveling with small children, then place the mask on them, right? The first time I heard that, I thought, well, that seems bizarre. As a parent, you always want to help your child first, right? But then I realized, as I was sitting in the conference, the first thing you have to do sometimes is help yourself before you can help somebody else. And to me, I realized that I had need coming here. I wanted something for myself. I needed to be fed. And now that I am, I have something to give to others. Enrico said this morning, as we receive answers and truth, go help somebody. And that's the way that I'm feeling. That's what I want to do, because I've received a lot. You know, sitting through the first, it wasn't even the first teaching of Saturday morning. It was the music in the very beginning. My heart was full. At that moment, I thought, this was worth coming for. Just hearing that song, the people that were doing it, two of them are very well known and dear to us. It blessed me so much to see them up here giving and serving. It was worth everything. I am the travel agent for my family. I don't really have any formal training in that. I just use the internet. But I made all the plans and preparations, and my husband helped along the way. But it was a lot of effort to come here. But it was so worth it, just in that one thing. And then it kept building from there with the wonderful teachings. Thinking about what's the past and the future, those are fixed. But what we have to work with is right now. And then thinking about what was shared with acting on every positive thought. I have a lot of positive thoughts, and I want to take action on them, and that way I can live without regrets, because I'm not thinking about what I wish I had done or should have done. I'm taking action. So I have a lot of goals that I've set going forward so that I can give to people, because I have received, I'm full, I have to give, and I'm thankful to be here with everyone here and to have gotten to know so many people, and I look forward to even more of that full sharing together. And so again, thank you very much for all the labor of love and all the teachers that have given of their lives to bless us so that we have to give. God bless you.